This is the Dry Bean Scene. The Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by SRS Commodities, Heads Up Crop Protectants, BASF, by Johnstown Bean Company, and the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. Among a number of topics, North Harvest Bean Growers Association Executive Director Mitch Coulter recaps the dry bean harvest.
We've had a really good quality crop across Minnesota and North Dakota. I would say we are slightly above average. We're going to see a plentiful crop of pintos and black beans. We're working a bunch with USDA on food aid because we are in an overstock position. So we're excited about that because I think there's, you know, with the need for food across the world, not only domestically but internationally, I think we're going to see a lot of our beans get into the marketplace this year. And that kind of moves us to the importance of a farm bill, trying to get a farm bill completed because a lot of our trade dollars are located there that make our programs work. And so, you know, I would just encourage that we need to keep pressure on to get a farm bill completed.
In that lame duck session, there's a full plate that's awaiting Congress when they get them back after the election.
Yeah, and you know, it's important for our farmers too. You know, they're going to be up against the wall with cash flow issues, and so the importance of that farm bill to make sure programs that help them year in, year out, and makes operating loans and all those kinds of things real easy and possible for growers, that we got to get that done for them.
Mitch Coulter from North Harvest. The Dry Bean Scene brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, by BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, Heads Up Crop Protectants, and SRS Commodities.